And our big brown horse, he's a big pony. Her name is Country Girl. And then we have another. Her name is Penelope. And we call her Penny. We name after our little girl. And we call her Penny. We have one named Angelina. And we have one named Little Man. And the other one named Gracie. And every single one come. And about a month ago, about a month or 2 months ago, we had a calf was born. This out here, you know where the racetrack is?
Mattery?
Yeah, back there at Jefferson Don.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we rent a place back there. And we have four big cows. We have a Jersey cow, and we have a, forget the name of the other cow. We have one Angle cow. I don't have that now. A Holstein cow. Well, we have two big male cows. We had two small calves. And we had this little black calf was born. We went out there because my daughter's a nurse and she was working. And she, we went out there at 1 o'clock in the morning to go feed him with a flashlight and my old lantern I still have. And here was this calf being born. She has a little black bull. So we named him Dawn. He was born in the dawn of the night. So we named him Dawn. And don't you know they come? Now the mother is named Pitt. Cause she's a pit. His name is Dawn. And the other cow is named Baby, and the other one named Kathy. Now we have a goat named Nanny. We have a big billy goat. It's named Billy Boy. And they all come from your car. We didn't name all of them, cause we got 13 goats now.
Yeah.
We run out of names. But I tell you, it's the sweetest thing to see. We have ducks and chickens inside the little shed. And when we go there and open the door for them to go into the yard of our, I call it a shed, but it's a shack room, you call it, where you keep the hay. When we open that gate, every chicken and duck goes out into that yard, and we put the hose down, wet the yard, and it goes into the puddles. And all the goats wait right there till we come. And when we drive up, with the car, all she has to blow the horn, toot toot, and you hear the cows all coming. Ooh, you hear the cows. All of them coming. And they'll come right by the fence and wait till we get in. And after we open the gates and get in and throw them some hay, then we'll feed them 2 buckets of oats. Just oats with the molasses in, we'll feed them that. And we'll feed all the goats and all these stuff. Now when we're all through feeding up, and they're all through eating, we'll sit out there. And we'll bring our sandwiches, and we'll sit out there, and we'll eat, and we'll drink. When they're all finished, my daughter says, all right, it's time to go in. Come on, little bitties, in. And you see every chicken and duck all going in. It is the prettiest thing. I wish you could have a picture of that and put it into your book. It's the prettiest thing to see those chickens all going inside to the shed, and the cows and the goats all walking around, going their position. The little calf is out nursing the mother. You open the gate, she come running in, right into the shed. You don't have any problem getting them all in. We had one big duck was sitting, and we didn't have a male duck, so we saw the rooster after, so we thought the eggs would be good. We went on and set them, but it didn't work. So no ducks came out. So we bought some baby ducks and gave and took the eggs from them. And we had about 15 or 20 ducks in there. And some of the ducks is big ducks, and we didn't know she was protecting those ducks. My daughter went to pick up one to pip them. You know what pipping the chicken is? You pull off the end of the tongue that makes them puny. They can't pick up their food and eat with this thing on the end of their tongue. So you have to take it off, and you call that pipping them. And then you put a little Vaseline on that pip and make them swallow it. Then it gets well, and they start to eat again.
Yeah.
So she picked up one of them to pip them, one of the little chickens. Boy, that big duck came after her. She had to drop him. And when we get the chickens in, all of them will come in except her. She'll wait till every chicken is in that yard, then you'll see her coming in. And when she gets in, she'll flop her wings